Expectation for Larry, Larry Presley, Presley, March 751. Address as a letter to Saginaw, VA, Blair, B-L-A-I-R, and Rue is U-N-R-U-H, P-A-C, 3214085. Dear Mrs. and Rue, consultation for Mr. Presley, chronic kidney disease. He's aware of this for a couple of years. No recent hospital admission, weight appetite stable, denies vomiting, dysphagia, diarrhea, bleeding, has minor nocturia one or two times, decreased flow, but no incontinence, infection, cloudiness, or blood, still has his prostate, has chronic dyspnea from underlying COPD, uses inhalers, no hemoptysis, no sleep apnea, CPAP machine, or oxygen, no chest pain palpitation, syncope, denies claudication symptoms of discolor of the toes. Other extensive review system is negative. Next paragraph, the past medical history, a prior left-sided carotid endarterectomy, no stroke. He mentioned 20, 25 years ago without complications. Hypertension, long-standing on medications, cholesterol treatment, no diabetes. He's not aware of any heart abnormalities, even thrombosis, pulmonary embolism. Prior smoker, COPD, but no hemoptysis or recent pneumonia. Known to have abdominal aortic aneurysm, has been stable in a yearly basis. Denies gastrointestinal bleeding, blood transfusion. However, recently, his hemoglobin dropped and he couldn't donate blood. No liver disease, kidney stones of gout. Prior partial bowel resection from a large polyp, but apparently no malignancy. Next paragraph, surgeries including appendix, left carotid endarterectomy, partial bowel resection as indicated above, prior colonoscopies. Next paragraph, start smoking age 21, 1.5 packs per day, discontinued 2010. He drinks beer and mixed drinks 3 or 4 times a week. No reported allergies. No family history of kidney disease. Next paragraph, medications include metoprolol, chlorphalidone, Norvas, Crestor, Cambiven, vitamins, no anti-inflammatory agents. Next paragraph, on physical exam, weight 171, 68 inches tall, chronic cough, dyspnea from COPD. Oxygenation, however, is 98% on room air. Blood pressure 122/68 on the right, 120/70 on the left. Normal speech, no facial asymmetry, normal eye movements, no palpable thyroid lymph nodes, prior left-sided carotid endarterectomy, minor carotid bruise on the right, distant COPD abnormalities, but no localized valve wheezes. No gross arrhythmia, pericardial rap, no abdominal distension, tenderness, masses, ascites, or liver, spleen palpable, no major peripheral edema, no femoral bruits, popliteal decrease. Next paragraph, a kidney ultrasound from February 2022, right-sided 7.4, left-sided 10.9. There was no evidence of obstruction. Next paragraph, I review your records. You mentioned a CT scan, March 2022, with abdominal aortic aneurysm at 4.4 centimeters. Next paragraph, the most recent chemistries. From February, creatinine 2.7 for a GFR 24. A year ago, 2022, creatinine 2.4, 2.5, 2.6. Most recent, low potassium, 3.3, and that's a chronic issue, 3.1, 2.9, 2.6, with a normal sodium after bicarbonate, calcium upper level up to 10.2 or below. A year ago, normal phosphorus, normal albumin, prior liver function test not elevated. Low level of protein, 1+ or less in the urine without blood. There has been high triglycerides, 220s. Other cholesterol profile looks good. Some degree of iron deficiency with a ferritin of 42, although saturation more than 20%. A1C normal, TSH normal. Normal white blood cell platelets, no anemia. Hemoglobin at 14, prior PTH 305. This is a year ago. No monoclonal protein. Both kappa and lambda elevated from renal failure. Testing for viral hepatitis C negative. Folic acid normal. Next paragraph, assessment and plan. Patient has chronic kidney disease, stage 4, likely from hypertension, hypertensive nephrosclerosis, and potentially renal artery stenosis with a small atrophic kidney on the right side. There is hypokalemia, which in part could be related to diuretics. At the same time, if there is renal artery stenosis, that will cause activation of aldosterone, and that could be another factor. For practical purposes, he is functioning with one kidney. I discussed with him the meaning of advanced renal failure. There is no indication for dialysis. We will monitor chemistries in a monthly basis. Blood pressure in the office appears to be very well controlled. There is secondary hyperparathyroidism to be updated, potential vitamin D125. We will monitor nutrition, calcium, phosphorus, hemoglobin. There is no need for EPO treatment. Education is going to be provided about the meaning of advanced renal failure and trying to avoid progression to dialysis. On next blood test, we will decide it for potential potassium replacement. We will do arterial Doppler to make sure that the normal size kidney do not show significant renal artery stenosis. All issues discuss at length with Larry. Come back on the next 2 months, end of dictation.